Ladies and gentlemen, we're breaking in with an emergency good podcast, and we're back with the best starting five. I'm going to stick with that. The best starting five since the 2004 Pistons. Mike, Shane, DJ, and P-Jack, we got some breaking news. Mike, I think this is your MO. Why don't you hit them with the, what are we calling it? Mike bombs? That's corny. Come up with something.
Mike bomb all good. You know, we can take it back to Mikey's Minute of Madness too, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. But man, we got a blockbuster trade. Biggest piece of the puzzle, man. James Harden on to the Brooklyn Nets. So what Brooklyn Nets, I don't know, top of the standings, Eastern Conference Finals. No, that was my pick, you know, to win it all. So my Brooklyn to win NBA championship ticket is looking real good right now, Shane. You know what I'm saying? Looking better than it was, I think, from day one. So that's what we got going on.
Chaos. Chaos is a ladder, or whatever that Game of Thrones show said. We were just talking, Prentice, before we went on air, just about, you know, it's KD's time to prove everybody wrong. Like, this is a part of the legacy that everybody's talking about. And what better unit to do it with than Tweedledee and Tweedledfat?
Well, as you mentioned, this is going to be big on his legacy, because you went to a team that was stacked and you had to buy into the situation. Now you have a similar type situation with a stacked team. How can you get Fat Fuck and Kyrie, who don't want to play, how can you get them to buy in into ball movement is what's going to make us unbeatable? And I have a hard time believing that James Harden, who's never played that way, now all of a sudden, 285 pounds, now all of a sudden going to play into a ball movement type situation. Can they get to the finals? Yes, but, it remains to be seen with me.
You know, I'm really excited. We made it 4 minutes in before I had to do some work. DJ, what do you think about the Harden trade? I know, you know, you're a resident NBA guy. On a website, but what do you think about the Harden trade?
It's gonna be good for the Nets, of course, because they're getting a really good talent in James Harden. Despite his weight issues, I mean, he's still averaged, you know, 30 points a game for the past few seasons. Caris LeVert is going into a good situation with the Pacers. He's going to be able to cook with that team. Victor Oladipo is coming kind of to prove it in Houston. Like I was saying before we started, was that although they got all those picks could not mean nothing. If the Nets are good in the next 5 years, you picking like 27th, and it's only a few Jimmy Butlers out there that you're going to find in that first round. Do we trust the Rockets to pick all these, you know, great players? They could be like OKC, just stacking the picks. All those picks is fine, and that's what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to get picks. I feel like that they could have got more for Harden, but given the situation, they did what they had to do. But them picks is cool, but if they a whole bunch of, like, nothing, then that don't really matter. Like, if you're not getting quality players with talent, you know, for those picks, then it don't really matter. But if I think about the Pelicans, like, Brandon Ingram turned into an all-star, and then they got picks. Then the league cheated for them and gave them the first-round pick, so then they got Zion. So then, like, they was able to, you know, get a great package for Anthony Davis. I don't really know when was the last time, like, one of these big blockbuster, we getting 14 picks deals actually worked out. That's all I got.
Hey, DJ, only thing I'm gonna say is this year's 26th pick was Peyton Pritchard from Oregon. So just saying, 26th pick, not that bad.
Okay, but you're not doing nothing. I mean, he all right. Like, okay, let's calm down on that one. Like, he playing in Boston. They like white guys. Okay, cool. Everybody out. They got COVID. They only play like 3 games. Together.
Get them out of here.
Yeah, get them out of here. Thanks, Quan. Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. So before we get to Shane, let me just go over where people are going. James Harden, he's going to Brooklyn with the 2024 second-round pick from the Cavs. Oladipo, Exum, I ain't even about to try that name. Three Brooklyn first-rounders, Bucks first-round pick, and four Brooklyn first-round swaps is what Houston get. Indiana get Caris LeVert and a second-round pick, and the Cavaliers get Jared Allen and Torian Prince. Shane, who made out in this deal?
I mean, to be honest, I really like what Indiana did. Essentially swapping LeVert for Oladipo, in my opinion, that's a big win for them. The Harden to the Nets, it's I can't remember the last time there was a trade that, like, when the Lakers traded for Anthony Davis, you knew the Lakers were about to take over. You knew LeBron James, Anthony, like, that was a no doubt. I mean, there's a wide variance here for what could happen in the Nets. They could play to their full potential, probably win it all. Probably at least win the East. And I don't think I wouldn't have them over the Lakers, but I think they could win the East, right? If they play to their full potential. Sure, they're the favorite now. Or this thing could end up being this thing could end up being a complete disaster. Now, if you made me like choose one, like what is this going to be? Is this going to be they're going to go to the championship? They're going to go to the finals the next 3 years and might win one, might this, that, and the other, or it's going to be a disaster. I'm going to lean towards disaster. First of all, we have no clue what is going on in Kyrie Irving's head. None. We have no idea. I mean, we don't even know when he's going to play. I mean, it was reported today that one of the reasons he's really pissed off is because he didn't have a say in the coaching hire. Who are you? Like, who are you to think that you should have a say in the coaching hire? Kevin Durant?
They say fine. That he did, though. Like, so did they change that narrative? Because the story was that they signed off on it, him and KD.
It came from three different prominent reporters. Shams, Woj, and
so then they changed the initial story, because the initial story was that they both signed off on them.
I think that what Shane is saying is that Kyrie is he's the problem, and he's a loose cannon,
and you can't trust him. Yeah. First of all, forget the non-off the court stuff. He hasn't stayed healthy for a full season in how long? I mean, he's a guy that he just hasn't made it through a full season. You know, like I always say about the NBA, in May and June is when defense is locked down. Now, you ain't stopping no Kevin Durant. We know that. There's not a plan. I saw a tweet today. Somebody said, you know, they match up well because LeBron can't guard Kevin Durant. Nobody in the NBA can guard Kevin Durant. We know that. But like that team, they're going to give up 110, 115 points a game. That is they're a horrible defensive team now they have zero bench. Now, underrated move too. They got rid of Jared Allen. For some reason, they listened to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving about DeAndre Jordan, thinking that he's still, you know, DeAndre Jordan from the Lob City days. He's a liability. He's terrible. I mean, I respect the hell out of KD and James Harden. When Kyrie's good, you know, Kyrie's great. But I don't know. It just feels like there's going to be nights where they dominate and they run teams out the gym. And then there's going to be nights where it's a disaster. And I don't see how that ends up winning a championship. And then let's be very clear about something. This is 100% championship or bust. Making the finals isn't good enough. It's championship or bust. And I'd be more inclined to think that it's not going to happen.
You're not going to give them any kind of grace.
I'm not going to say this year. No, I'm saying by the time I will agree with that. No, because obviously, you know, these guys are locked into contracts now. So
if they win a championship, you just the shift that they just created in the NBA, because now you're going to go back and look at Giannis and now you locked in for the next 5 years. Now you like, well, there's no way we beat this team in the next 3-4 years. So
we talked about this. Giannis isn't locked into anything. Giannis could do the same exact thing James Harden did.
That's what he's saying.
Right. So I mean,
you got to have the personality for that. You got to want to become the villain. I don't know if Giannis got that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like that whole loyalty thing. He got cyber bullied into being loyal, and now it's all like he's fucked. Like he got to deal with that. What is Mike doing?
Remember when he told him, "This is my shit. This is my
crowd." Oh, the crowd. The crowd.
Yeah, but okay. That's just him on the court, though.
The villain though, like he ain't friends with none of them dudes. Like, you know what I'm saying? He put the work in. It's just the play. And with this move now, like you said, if you Giannis, well, what about Boston? You got these two young stars, have this great coach, you have another star in Kemba, you got a lot of just nucleus of people, like young guys, and of course a great fan base for them. And like it's like Kevin Durant is not in your way for the next however many years if this thing worked. And anybody else, I can go down the line. Sixers, same thing. The Heat, right. You were just in the finals last year. This team wasn't even a thought. And now, like, what are y'all gonna do? You know what I'm saying? You have a great young star in Bam. You had a vet in Jimmy and the supporting cast. So this that interrupted a lot. And don't try to be another up and coming team in the East. Like I liked how the Magic were playing until Fultz injury, which was very unfortunate. You know, you got all these Bulls fans thinking that something's really going on, et cetera. And this just interrupted a lot in the East, man. And KD even got in the way, just like he did when he went to the West. Moved in the West from OKC to Golden State. They interrupted a lot of plans that other teams had. And it's the same type of thing if this works.
If it worked.
It's a very big if. Because
that's the combustible element. Go ahead, Shane.
The bust potential. I mean, everybody has to see how this could turn into an absolute disaster. I mean,
This
ain't Golden State. This ain't place filling for Harrison Barnes. Like,
no. Golden State locker room. That Golden State. Draymond. Like we talk about Draymond Green all we want. Like, you know, people say a lot of negative stuff about him. That man is one of the best leaders and locker room glue guys. You will find like that stuff matters.
Yeah,
you got to do that because he can't play, so he got to do all that. Get him out of here.
I mean, like this isn't 2K. You know what I mean?
He wasn't leading nothing last year. Like when they needed him to lead them young guys, what was he out there doing? Then he was like, "Well, let me go ahead and get hurt because we about to get blasted every game." And then,
they played a lot of basketball them last couple.
He took a season off. I mean, that's what you get paid to do. Like, you never gonna hear me talking about somebody like, man, I need rest, blah blah blah. Like, bro, you get paid millions of dollars to go hoop. Like, that's all you gotta do is stay out of trouble and go hoop. So like, that's just like somebody saying, well, you came to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Man, that's a lot of work this week. No, like, don't come in Thursday. Like, y'all, like.
Yeah, but as far as the basketball team, like he's the leader that keeps the egos in check because like he contributes and the Nets, who is gonna be that guy? And that's the whole thing. Like I added Shane on the tweet this morning about Kyrie not showing up. And like we were already talking about the dysfunction that there would be with just KD and Kyrie on the team. And now you're at James Harden and when all this other ego shit is going, like the funny thing about today is that Boogie sounded like he was going to whoop his ass.
Straight up.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I don't blame him. I mean, like that's, you can't imagine he's very respected around the league.
Oh no. And that's the thing. That's like you have to think about last night, what you said, PJ, like that game last night, like he's going out there and he looking like trash.
On purpose.
Yeah. When DeMarcus Cousins is calling out your professionalism, it's time to look in the mirror.
You gotta reevaluate.
I mean, I find it hard to believe that they're just all of a sudden these guys are just gonna get together and you know what? Poof, the light's gonna go on and it's gonna work and they're gonna roll the league. I don't buy it.
Where's Kyrie?
We don't know.
I just did something. Where's Kyrie? Like that's the $100 million
Where in
question.
The world is Kyrie Irving?
I know he was on a call, social justice call yesterday on Zoom. So people saw him yesterday, like he was on the call.
We didn't mention the fact that like he's being he's being investigated for that party he threw, unmasked a bunch of people indoors. So like so whenever he does come back, he's going to have to go through another set of protocols for COVID to even get back to practice. I mean, it's just like,
This season is going to be fun, at least, you know?
I think it's just the start.
Well, yeah, and that's something we've touched on, but we can what got postponed today?
Like three more games. Like
that's a whole nother thing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Contact tracing. That's the number one phrase. Contact tracing.
I got there's a curry and a shot here joke that I can't find, but we're gonna move on. Anybody else got anything to say?
I got one more thing to say about the NBA. Okay. Free Bradley Beal. Get that man to a team somewhere. I don't know where, like Philly, something. Get him to Miami, anywhere. Like I want to see this guy on an actual team. He's so good. And he's just getting wasted in Washington.
I got something I want to add to real quick. Pascal Siakam.
Yo. Hey. He did the spin move. Hey, what did I say? Doubling down.
Hey, what's DJ's quote?
Get him out of here.
Hey, man. And Pascal, I'm a Spicy P fan. And in his defense, he only been playing basketball for like 26 months.
Get him out of here, man. Yo, I think the second spin move look better than the first, at least. Because I think he got up under there somewhere. Jesus Christ.
Well, my boy's struggling, boy. He needs,
man.
He just had a triple-double, though. He just had a triple-double. I mean, they playing bad, though. Like, they got a bunch of stuff going on. They in Tampa. So, like, their team is not really together right now. Because this guy's out. So, I mean, but with him supposed to being like the best player, yeah, he gonna take all that heat.
Man, out here looking trash.
My nigga didn't have a microwave in Africa. He never put that 10 seconds down practicing getting that last bucket because that shit ain't working.
That shit looking trash. Get him out of here. College football championship happened the exact way that we thought it would happen. And I mean, yeah, that's it. Ass whooping. As expected. Any thoughts?
It's the end of a bad year. Shit, that's all it is. I mean, COVID really put a damper on college football, and we ended with a shitty national championship. I'm not going to sit here and criticize Ohio State. They played in the amount of games that they could. They did what they could. They ran up against the buzzsaw. This is just is what it was. They, you knew if you watched.
This nigga in trouble.
If you watched the Ohio State Indiana game, you probably had an idea of how that game was going to turn out. You knew Ohio State just didn't have the DBs on the outside to compete, and they got away with it for the rest of the year. But it showed up in the championship game. Like, there was no surprise how it played out the way it played out.
That's it.
No, I mean, he's right. I mean, it's just that offense was unstoppable. There's absolutely, and you know, the first play of the game, seeing Trey Sermon go down like that. I mean, that was awful. You know what I mean? Like I said it on Twitter. You get so hyped up in the biggest game of your life, and then boom, first play. Out. I mean, that was, I think that, you know, that hurt Ohio State a little bit, but it wouldn't have mattered. That offense, there's just nothing you could do to stop them. And I've seen it already. And I you know, this was coming because he's a black quarterback. Are we overrating Justin Fields? Yeah, Justin Fields already. They're already coming out. Matt Miller dropped him. Todd McShay dropped him. It's coming. And I knew that was going to happen. Are we overrating him? I knew that was going to happen if they lost to Alabama, and he was.
And then they talking about Mac Jones being a first round pick, like yep. For sure, like you can't miss on him. I was like, what?
And I'm just like, you cannot take any narrative from the only narrative from this game was Alabama has one of the best offenses we've ever seen. There wasn't a defense in the country that had a prayer. It was really that simple.
Sean Wade got toasted.
That's number 24, right?
Yeah.
Man, I feel bad for that dude, man.
That's what I thought. Like, what are that's you gonna what do? I thought, like, barbecue chicken all man, night.
Get him out of here. You cannot get say you here. Want the Heisman.
And then get cooked.
And then get embarrassed like that.
But then they defense, like, they had three or four different linebackers trying to cover these wideouts. Like, I didn't understand their whole philosophy. Like, it's 100 college players, bro. Like, I'm having 7 DBs out there. Like, we're going to try to rush, but if we don't get there, all right, just cover because that's our only shot. They had, like, backers trying to cover these guys. It literally made no sense. Like, they coordinated with just, like, well, we just going to try this and see. And then just got cooked the whole time and then just didn't fix it. Like, he just got cooked the whole time, didn't fix it, didn't try.
No
and
adjustments.
Anybody with eyes could see what was, like, what was going to happen.
Get him out of here. Mike, absolutely. Any thoughts on the national championship?
I don't know why they tried to Jalen Waddle out there. I thought that was very detrimental possibly to his future. That could have went horrible for him. So
yeah.
They didn't need him to win. Yeah, it's like Mahomes said, like, respect the heart, but get him out the game. Don't have him out there. Other than that, I yield my time. I forgot that there was a game.
Yo, you yield your time. The gentleman that's an Ohio State fan yields the remainder of his time. Ass whooping. Hey, man, at least you didn't re-sign Jim Harbaugh. And on to that. Yeah, brutal. On to the NFL. Things went the way that we thought, right? We got Baltimore. Shane, we didn't know. We didn't expect the Seahawks. Seahawks lose to the Rams. And dude. I said that the Rams had a chance. Shane, you were pretty adamant that they would come out and win the Seahawks.
I was, yeah. And, it wasn't, Seattle was like a 3-point favorite. It wasn't really a big upset, but I mean, Mike dodged a bullet for at least another week with avoiding Baltimore and Kansas City. He got lucky. You know, he's fortunate that that Cleveland went and took out Ben Roethlisberger. That good one, Ben Roethlisberger.
That's good. I had a pretty good one with the guilty conscience video though.
That was hilarious. It's set up for some pretty fun matchups this weekend. I mean, I'm gonna stick with what I've said. I'm not backing off anything. The winner of Baltimore Buffalo is beating Kansas City.
That's a slight change.
That's not a change. I said last
you
week.
Said
I said
the
I,
Bills.
He said that. He said that
no, he said, the, he said the yeah, Bills.
He said I said he Baltimore was going to beat Kansas City. That was, my assumption was that they would match up if Pittsburgh beat Cleveland.
You're right.
But I then said that I slightly favored Buffalo over Baltimore. My heart says Baltimore. I'm rooting hard for Lamar and them to win this game. But if you're making me pick it right now on the record, I think Buffalo's going to win like 30-27. That's for me, that's the game of the weekend. You know, a lot of people would say maybe New Orleans, Tampa, but for me, it's Buffalo and Baltimore. I don't think Green Bay or Kansas City is any real danger of getting upset. Kansas City, definitely not this weekend. We'll save that for a week, Mike. Don't worry. Green Bay, I'll tell you what. And I want to hear what you guys say about this too. I'm a little concerned about some of the things that the Rams do.
Yes.
To bother a team like Green Bay. First of all, they have been running the ball real well. Cam Akers is a dog. Like he just didn't start off the season. I don't know. I mean, the way he's been playing, I mean, he looks like probably within a year or two, he's going to be one of the top guys. Aaron Donald, that whole defensive line, even Leonard Floyd, like, he's having a break. He left Chicago, and look at him. He's having his best season yet.
Aaron Donald effect.
They play defense well, and they run the ball really well. In order to beat Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes, what do you have to do? Keep them on the sideline. You don't want to get in shootout games with them because you're probably not going to win like that. You want to keep those guys on the sideline. Now, even though you have such an effective run game, you still need to be able to pass the ball, especially against Green Bay, where, yeah, even if LA's defense really balls out, you think you're going to keep Aaron Rodgers under 23-ish points? Probably not. So what I think the difference will end up being, and I know this isn't exactly a real hot take, but I don't think Jared Goff can make enough plays. That's what it's going to boil down to. Can Jared Goff make enough plays to beat Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay? I don't see it.
Anybody disagree?
I don't think he can make enough plays, but if with everything you said, if Ramsey does what he needs to do on Adams.
That's not happening though. That narrative is starting to, I'm getting tired of that. Jalen Ramsey is built to stop a guy like DK Metcalf, Julio Jones. Like Davante Adams is going to move all around. They move him all around. You're not going to have one guy shadowing him all game. He's a finesse receiver. He can burn you off the line. Jalen Ramsey, like, he's great. I'm not taking anything away from him, but he's not about to be the difference in the game. Like, the way Green Bay schemes, the way they move guys around, the way Rodgers moves the ball to many different guys, I mean, like, sure, you're concerned about him. He's a great player, but I'm not about to be like, okay, the Packers are in deep trouble because the Rams have Jalen Ramsey. I'm more concerned about the line. I'm more concerned about having no David Bakhtiari and Aaron Donald, Leonard Floyd, and the rest of that defensive line. They were in Russell Wilson shit all game.
Just got from the Colts. He just got COVID, so he can't even play.
So you're saying that you're not worried about Ramsey shutting them down, but I mean, they're gonna scheme up Davante Adams, and who out there is going to beat you? That's not like Davante Adams can get his, but is it going to be enough?
In order to beat the Rams, yes. Packers have a lot of different guys. They don't have any other big, Aaron Jones, but they don't have any other big name receivers. But I mean, you don't need that. Like, he's got guys that, first of all, the way LaFleur schemes people open is genius. He's one of the best actual schemers in the league. I mean, he is a big reason that Aaron Rodgers' career was revived, for sure. And I mean, like, if Green Bay, I'm not convinced that anybody that's left in the playoffs can just control the Packers offense. You're going to need to score in the mid 20s to beat them, at least. So I like, yeah, well, I respect what some of the, a lot of the things the Rams have. I just don't think it's enough.
That's fair. Mike, what game this weekend are you looking forward to? We do need to congratulate you though, because the winner of the Nickelodeon MVP award was Mitchell Trubisky. Congratulations, Bears fans.
Thank you. The first and only MVP, you know what I'm saying? Mahomes ain't got one of them. Watson ain't got one of them. The shit stops now. Other than that, NFL, I forgot what's going on.
Forgetting a lot of stuff.
Yeah, man. I know. Saints and the Bucks, I'm looking forward to the two old men getting it on. Hopefully the Saints win because they got in my team's way. And I yield the rest of my time on NFL.
Get them
and Shane, thank you.
Get them Capitals out of here.
I'm glad we got paid this week. Ravens Moneyline. I told everybody I'm putting it all on there, so that was great. I'm excited to see what the pick is for this weekend. With the Saints, what is it? The Saints 3-point favorites, I think.
Yeah, they're all the lines in the games right now. The Packers are set minus 7. The Bills are minus 2.5. The Saints are minus 3. And the Chiefs are minus 10.5.
Minus 10. Okay, I seen minus 10 last night. So, yeah. But, yeah, I do. I am looking forward to Saints Bucks, though, just to see two old guys, you know, and what they do. They both got a lot of weapons on the offensive side. So, my boy AB been scoring, you know what I'm saying, getting it in. So, I'm looking for AB to score again. You know what I'm saying?
Schuster.
Boo Boo Schuster, yeah, he out of here for real, man. They local TikTok man found on a football field, right? So,
Prentice, 4 games. Who you got?
Buffalo and Baltimore. I think that's the slugfest that I'm looking forward to. I think that's the one that's, you know, every year in the playoff lately, we get 3 trash games and one of them be fire. And I think that's the one that's going to be fire. I like to see Lamar pull it out, but watching Buffalo last week versus the Colts, I think Buffalo on a different mission right now. I don't care about them old bastards out there with old noodle arm Breeze and Brady. I'm cool off that. Aaron gonna do his thing versus the Rams, and I'm not watching Cleveland Browns in the playoff. I'm sorry, I'm not.
Show some respect. No, you know what? We got to respect the Browns a little bit, right? Like Baker Mayfield.
No practice.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on, man. They went to the Roethlisberger. I mean, they went to Pittsburgh and beat them and outcoach them.
What's wrong with you, man? Listen, you can get one, and I'll bleep it. Go ahead.
Fucking rapist. Ben Roethlisberger. Lost, and oh my God, don't even get me started. Okay, real quick before, I know DJ's up next, but I want to touch on 2 quick things real fast.
Do not slander my boy Mike Tomlin.
He's one of my victims right now. You punted the ball on 4th and 1 at the 50, down 11 points in what was it, the early fourth quarter? And then, oh my God. And then Mike Vrabel on the 4th and 2, down 4, 6 minutes left in the game on the Baltimore 40, punted the fucking ball. What? You have Derek, like, are you kidding me? Like, you paid Derrick Henry all this money, and you can't say, go get me 2 yards. You can't sneak with Tannehill, who's one of the biggest quarterbacks in the league. You punt the ball back to Lamar Jackson for 25 yards of field position, which Lamar made up in 2 plays and effectively ended the game. I mean, like, that's one of the reasons I've been on the Buffalo bandwagon, is because of the way McDermott coaches. They play to win. They go on 4th and 3. They don't kick field goals in questionable spots. They go for 2 when other teams wouldn't. I mean, like, that stuff matters. And that's one of the big reasons why I bet against Tennessee this weekend, because Mike Vrabel is a fucking moron. All right, I'm good. DJ.
Thank you. Hey, DJ, you're up, man. I don't know how you follow that.
Me either. Like, y'all pretty much hit on all the points. But to make a point about Buffalo, they literally just gave up 500 yards of offense to Phillip Rivers, who's like 61 now. And so if the Colts could actually score in the red zone, they would have lost. So y'all was talking about Buffalo, and they just gave up 500 yards. And
that's a good football team, though, man.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that. Ain't nobody trying to get them out of here.
Get them out of here.
Get them out of here. No, they all right. But Phillip Rivers, like, I want all these old dudes gone. Like, I don't care about none of these teams. I got all these old dudes. Like, so Phillip Rivers, I'm glad he gone. Shane just talked about Buddy in Pittsburgh. And then you got them 2 old MAGA dudes that's going to play this weekend. Don't care about them either. Hopefully they both found a way to lose or something, or get hurt or something. I don't know. But I do want to see the Ravens win. So I'm gonna go with the Ravens. Well, my heart gonna say go with the Ravens because I want to see them win. And Jared Goff only got like 1 thumb. So yeah, I don't think they're gonna score enough points, like Shane said. But the thing is their defensive line, though. The Rams' defensive line can cause problems. And even when Aaron Donald went out, they were still getting pressure on Seattle, which Seattle got to fix their offensive line problem. Like, I don't understand how y'all consistently, year in and year out, can't find linemen. The Packers' line is better, but they just had someone test positive for COVID. Their all-pro tackle is out. And so, like, they're going to have chances. The Rams going to have chances to get pressure on Aaron. And the thing that quarterbacks don't like is that pressure up the middle. So if you get them pressure up the middle where they can't, you know, escape, and they're not like Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen type guys, they really can be affected. And that's the only way the Rams really stay in the game, is that they get pressure up the middle and they can run the ball. But yeah, that's my take.
I want to go back on that real quick, what DJ just said. And that's something in the NFL that pissed me off, when these people continue to get labels and get called geniuses and shit like that. And you look at Pete Carroll and John Snyder, the GM for Seattle, like, here it is. You have this all-world quarterback in Russell Wilson, and you continue to have the same problems year in and year out. You don't have an offensive line, and then you don't have a pass rush. Like, your strong safety led your team in sacks. Like, you can't be effective in a playoff and think you have Super Bowl aspirations if you can't even rush the passer or protect your quarterback from getting sacked. And I get tired of that narrative of, oh, this, he's a hell of a coach, or John Snyder is a great GM, but yet year in and year out, the same problems persist. And it drives me crazy to see these names. I think I'm more hitting on the names that come up for these interviews, and I'm not seeing the names that I want to see, or the same names guy. That should be out there,
yeah,
getting
interviewed. Yeah, they racist, man.
Same, well, guy. It's like you just said. I mean, one of the things that was holding Seattle back is Pete Carroll's insistence on running the ball with scrub running backs and a bad offensive line. And then Tennessee too. Like, Baltimore shut Derrick Henry down. They insisted on running the ball every first and second down, and they were going nowhere. So you're setting up third and long. Last place you want to be in the playoffs is third and long, right? That's when the pressure comes on you. That's when, you know, you guys get a little tighter.
But that's what they did all year. So, like, they didn't have have a comeback.
But Tannehill was a pretty damn good quarterback this year. And, like, they should have just, you know, look, man. I mean, Baltimore, it was a brilliant game plan. They sold out and said, Derrick Henry is not beating us.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody was a lot of first quarter tweets too about Lamar, right? A whole hell of a lot of first quarter tweets about Lamar when it was 10-0. He threw the punt interception. And then what did he do? He came back and he took the game over. I wanted him at KC this week. I have a terrible feeling we're not going to get that game. But I really hope my hope is that we get Baltimore and Kansas City in the AFC Championship.
Do you think Baltimore got a better chance than Buffalo if they get there?
It's a good question. I think both of them beat them. I do. I think.
Woo! Hot take.
It's not hot. It's not.
That's hot as shit.
It's not. And I'm hoping, I want, assuming Green Bay wins Saturday, I'm hoping that the Saints win, because I want to see that noodle arm proud boy Drew Brees come to Green Bay when it's 15 degrees at Sunday night at 2:30, whatever time the NFC Championship game starts, because he ain't no way in hell. I'll get Brady a much better shot in Lambeau than I will that fucking proud boy scumbag Drew Brees and his fucking mole.
Yo, the Saints Twitter put that picture up and threw that man to the fucking wolves.
Hey.
Picture, what picture?
Yo.
They got a Drew Brees picture up?
Yeah, well, it was him. Hold on.
I seen it.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got shit going on. The Saints threw that picture up. Yes. Of Drew Brees saying, say her name after old girl got smoked. And they deleted it within like the first 10 minutes. Some of the funniest shit I ever seen in my life. Like, everybody, they posted another picture of the rest of the players wearing the shirts too. And I've never seen an account get jumped on so fast. I bet you he would, like... I wonder, did anybody ask him about that?
Probably. Then I'm sure he just quoted the Bible or something, whatever him and Dabo do.
That's I just want to know why the confidence in the Chiefs taking the L's to the Ravens and the Bills, and they beat both of them this year.
Like, I don't care what happened in the regular season.
They beat the Chiefs, but they beat the Ravens handily. Like, that wasn't the issue. And then the Chiefs-Bills game, like, Mahomes didn't even throw the ball. Like, it was such a different game. Yeah, Andy Reid got this bag that game. Like, so I just want to – I just don't see the confidence, like, in picking either one of them teams, man. Like, don't do that shit, man.
Well, hey, we're guaranteed to get one of them, right? So I'm sticking where I am, and
unless Baker Mayfield pulls out the impossible.
Come on, man, let's not do drugs.
I saw two hypothetical lines, Mike. I saw two hypothetical lines. Baltimore would be a 4.5-point dog against Kansas City, and Buffalo would be a 3.5-point dog. So the market has Buffalo about a 1 point better on a neutral than Baltimore, which I probably agree with. I don't know. I mean, like, there were a few like DJ said it too, and I'm glad he said that, because I kind of forgot. Like, there were a few concerning things about Buffalo. Like, Philip River, like, they got up double digits twice in the third and fourth quarter, and then immediately gave up a quick touchdown drive through nothing but passes to Philip Rivers to make it an interesting game again. So that was a little bit concerning. I think Lamar can move the ball and score on them. I think that's like, I feel like the winner of Buffalo Baltimore is probably going to have to put up 30. But I agree with you guys. That's the game of the weekend.
Well, I'm excited about the football that we're getting this weekend. Excited about the chaos in the NBA. This has been what I hope is the first of many live podcasts. You can catch this on Quality Sports YouTube channel link. We'll be back next week with more on the Good Podcast.